Good day, friends. Welcome back to Bible Sunshine. It is a beautiful summer day, and the sun is shining, and cool air is blowing, or maybe actually warm air, but at least it's a beautiful day, and we have so many blessings to rejoice in the Lord. If you'll remember when we started Bible Sunshine and our study in Philippians, I gave a challenge to read a chapter a day or to read the whole book at a setting, and I'd like to issue that challenge again to read the book of Philippians. Listen to it on one of the Bible apps that you can download for free on your phone. Listen to it in a different version. There is so much here in this wonderful book, so I'd encourage you to immerse yourself in the book of Philippians, to hear it over and over again, to read it, and we will help in that process of studying verse by verse as we continue today in chapter 3 and verse 17. Brethren, join in following my example and note those who so walk as you have us for a pattern, an example. Let's pray. Father, I pray that you will encourage our hearts through these few minutes in the book of Philippians. I pray that we will be strengthened. I pray that if there's anyone who hears this devotional who has not yet trusted Christ as Savior, that they would call on the name of the Lord and be saved. We pray that every believing heart will be encouraged today. In Jesus' name, amen. A wonderful book it is, and we find here more answers on how we can grow as citizens of heaven. How can we make forward spiritual progress on our way from earth to heaven? Well, verse 17, we find this powerful principle, follow godly examples. You know, I love this when the Apostle Paul says here, brethren, join in following my example. The first word in the Greek text is be imitators along with. And so it's the idea of imitating. Following Paul's example means to imitate him. I personally think mimicry is a very funny form of humor. And I have had over the years some memories that come to mind about mimicry. I had a friend when I was in junior high that could imitate a certain people and things, and it was so funny to me. All he had to do was to make a certain face, and it would make me laugh. My wife has observed over the years that there are various styles of song leaders in churches, and sometimes she's done a little skit with an audience of one being me, or maybe just a few being the family, of imitating different song leaders. And I always enjoy it. So mimicry done in good spirit and goodwill can be a lot of fun. But on the positive side of living the Christian life, it's also very powerful. We need to be those who can be mimicked, who can be imitated. We need to be able to say to others, as Paul says, join in following my example. Mimic me. All of you Philippians together, imitate what you have seen in me. In fact, the word that he uses here is the Greek word from which we get our word mimicry and mimic. And so this is very powerful when we think of following the example of godly spiritual leaders. We've looked at the necessity of help and leadership. It's natural to look to a spiritual parent. We've looked at the provision of help and leadership. Paul says, note those who so walk. Watch those who are also imitating me. Watch those who are walking and living the way that we're prescribing here. So imitate, follow me and Timothy, and follow those who walk the way we do, who are good spiritual examples. So there is the provision of help and leadership. God gives us examples, and we have a younger generation desperately needs to see good and godly examples in mature believers. But there is a caution of our help and leadership and when it comes to imitate, and it's this: Christ must be the ultimate helper, leader, and example. I want you to notice these words for yourself. Go back to 1 Corinthians chapter 11 and verse 1. And just because Paul doesn't use this exact formula, it's not that he doesn't intend for us to think of it in Philippians. Look at what he says here in 1 Corinthians 11, 1. Imitate, be followers of, mimic me, just as I also imitate Christ. And that is the caution. We need to make sure that someone is following Christ before we follow them. Christ must be our ultimate example. So it's not about us. It's not about following us for who we are. It's about following us as we follow Christ. So we say to someone younger in the faith, or to a teen or a child in the faith, we say to them, follow me, not me as a person, but me as I follow Christ. Because of the way that I'm imitating the Lord Jesus, then you can walk in my footsteps. Oh, that is so powerful and so necessary. Think with me for a minute of people who followed someone who was not following Christ. You remember the horrific account of Jim Jones in Jonestown in Guyana some decades ago? What a pitiful, pathetic thing that these people followed him to their death. Religious, yes, but drinking poison to the death. He was not a true follower of Christ. They should not have been blindly following him without following Scripture and without following the Lord Jesus Christ. So continually, we need to examine everything in the light of Scripture. And we follow those not who sound good, who are emotionally pleasing, but who have solid biblical doctrine. Acts 17:11, the Bereans, they searched the Scriptures daily whether these things were so. So we follow spiritual leaders as they follow Christ and as they teach the truth of Scripture. Then there are the joys of help and leadership. Both the example and the followers benefit in this mutual relationship of spiritual imitation. The followers and the example have great joy, great benefit from this. One of the best things I've been involved with in ministry is discipleship and seeking to pass the truth on, the baton of truth, to another spiritual generation, seeking to be that which could be followed as I follow Christ. And what a blessing to meet with someone and go over Scripture with them, encourage them in the Lord. So this is what needs to be in the life of someone who is to be imitated. They need to have a walk with Jesus in the Word of God. They need to be consistent in fellowship with believers. They need to have a zeal to witness for Christ. May we follow people like that, and may we be those kind of people that others can follow. So on the trip to earth, from earth to heaven, I need to follow godly examples. Well, let's go on to verse 18. I need to evaluate professing Christian leadership. And I put professing in quotes. Professing Christian leadership. Paul says, note those who walk as you have us for a pattern. So I need to appreciate the Paul types, those who are like the Apostle Paul with sound doctrine, with sound biblical living, those who have been impacted by the grace of God, those who are ardent pursuers of Christ, those who are fit to be patterns to follow. But I need to avoid the dog types. Now that takes us back to verse 2, where Paul said, beware of dogs. He's not talking about animals, four-footed creatures. He's saying, beware of evil workers. Beware of the concision, the mutilation, the false teachers. So I appreciate the Paul types, those who teach salvation by grace and the Christian life by grace. And I avoid the dog types. Continually, I need to evaluate what is taught in light of the grace of God. Is someone, though they sound very convincing, are they teaching salvation by grace? I remember earlier this COVID season, my wife and I were at a park walking, and there was a man, I don't doubt for a minute his sincerity. In fact, I admired his boldness. I admired his method even. He had a van, and on his van there was a loudspeaker, and he was preaching for whoever was in the park or for the neighbors that lived nearby. But I was listening to his message, and the best I could tell, it was a message of legalism, a message of do this, be good, keep the Ten Commandments, and then things will go well with you. It wasn't a message of grace and the salvation by grace. And I don't know if the man just had not been taught or if he was purposefully purporting and promoting a false teaching, but he was using so much energy. And I further admired when he got on his knee in the street and prayed on the loudspeaker for God's working. But it seemed what was absent was the clear salvation by grace message. And this is a challenge when we witness to people and we answer the question, how can you go to heaven? We need to be crystal clear. And we need to take them to 1 Corinthians 15, verses 3 and 4. Christ died for our sins. He was buried. He rose again the third day according to the scriptures. This, my friends, is the gospel message. And this is the gospel by grace. So with not a critical ear, but a discerning ear, we need to hear and listen and then follow those examples that are preaching the grace of God and the truth of God. So on the road from here to heaven, I need to evaluate professing Christian leadership and appreciate the Paul types, but avoid the dog types, those who Paul says here are enemies of the cross of Christ. Well, let's go to prayer today for two very key countries, both on the persecution index. On this day, we want to pray for Egypt. It ranks number 23 on the persecution index. 85 million people there. We want to pray for Iran. It ranks number 2 on the persecution index. 80 million people in Iran. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Our Father, we thank you for the gospel of grace. We thank you for sound spiritual leaders who teach and preach the gospel of grace, that salvation is by grace through faith. It's not of our works. It's not of our keeping the law and the Ten Commandments. It's by the grace of Jesus. And Father, I pray that that message of the gospel of grace will penetrate Egypt. I pray it will penetrate Iran. I pray, Lord, for the Bible-believing Christians who are in those two countries, that you will energize them, strengthen them, help them, use them for your honor and glory. Make them strong in grace. And may they be able to speak clearly the message of grace. Multiply the church in Egypt. Multiply the church in Iran. And those believers who are in prison, oh God, will you uphold them and strengthen them and lift them up today. May they know that others are praying for them. And Father, I pray that the gospel of grace will go forth in the land of America. I pray, Lord, that hearts will turn to you, that you will use the chaos, the riots, that you will use the COVID to cause people to look up to heaven, to turn to the scriptures, and to believe on Jesus Christ and to be saved by grace through faith. In Jesus' strong and powerful and saving name we pray. Amen. God bless you, dear friend. Thank you for joining us today on Bible Sunshine. I trust that God's light will shine brightly on you today, and you will be encouraged in the Lord. We'll see you tomorrow, Lord willing.